What up?
What's going on, peeps?
Yes, welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
Yep, that's right. That's the point of it all.
This is your first time. Welcome.
Welcome.
I'm your host, Gabrielle, joined by my husband, the other host.
Babrielle.
Oh, okay.
It's rhymed.
That's no. A new one. Babrielle.
No, Chad.
Chad. Hi,
just
Chad.
Just chat. Hi, Gabrielle.
How are you?
You're so beautiful.
Thank you. How's your day going,
Chad? Oh, it's going so good. It's going so good.
You have really excited?
It's so good.
Okay.
The day is so good.
Okay. Anything else you want to add to that? You guys, I don't know why we are so giddy right now. You would think we were drinking something else, but we just have coffee. Literally a piece of coffee because I have drank everything but the last little bit that I have down here.
Love is in the air. That's all we're saying. Love is in the air. And when you are so in love, you just sometimes are giddy.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. You know?
It's so weird.
All right. So, what's been going on with you, love?
What has been going on? I think you're crazy. But I think before we should even get into that, let's cue the music.
Let's do that.
Hey. Hey.
All right.
Where is that from?
I have no clue.
I feel like that was from like a show or a commercial. All right.
Mm-hmm. It probably is, but yeah, I don't know.
Who knows? So many things, right?
Yes.
Everything is everywhere.
So, as I was asking, how are you doing, love?
Well, thanks for asking. I'm doing good. Still over the hotel because we're still here. In case you have no idea what we're talking about, we had a small house fire August 22nd, and we have been in a hotel since then, and I'm over it.
Yep.
Completely
today
over it.
Today is the 16th.
Yeah.
And we will be here for, looks to be the rest of the month.
Yeah.
But there is exciting news on that front.
Yes.
Everything has been taken care of by the insurance company. So now the company that's doing the repairs and cleaning and all that good stuff has been dispatched and paid.
Yes.
Meaning they get to go.
They got started.
They got started yesterday. They actually had a cleaning crew out there that cleaned the entire house. Four of them cleaned the house in like 11 hours.
They were there all day.
Deep cleaning. Mm-hmm. I mean, so now that they've done that. They didn't do with the part of the damage and stuff like that. Obviously, they swept and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the house is empty, so we obviously can't go back in the house
because we don't have anything in there.
Nothing in there.
few boxes.
So now, meeting with the carpet person soon, and then the paint person.
Yep.
And so it's all flowing now. We've got a project manager
that's
handling it. And
which reminds me, we need to finalize these paints.
Yeah, we're going to have to finalize the paints.
We have to get all of the names of the paints that we use in our house. If you've ever watched our vlogs, you know that we have a pretty colorful house. We've got a lot of different colors going on in the house. So we do get to make a couple of changes.
Because they're going to paint regardless.
Yeah, so we're going to lighten up our bedroom. We're probably going to use the gray that we have used throughout the house.
Probably so.
In the playroom and stuff. And then we're going to lighten up our son's walls. Chad Jr., I did this geometric accent wall.
Super cool.
It's super cute. It's like super, super dark blue, baby blue, teal, and gray. So we had all the other walls that dark, dark navy.
So it's really
blue.
Dark in there.
Yeah. So I think we're going to make the accent walls the gray that's
gray.
In
so the, lighten it up and make really make up. That wall pop.
Yeah.
Because in baby girl's room, the wallpaper, you
is
know,
dark,
it,
but
it dark, but it pops because the walls are very light.
They're light pink.
Pink.
Yeah.
So
we still got to figure out what to do in the laundry room because that's the one color we don't know what it is.
And the bathrooms because they're going to paint the bathrooms too.
Oh, and the bathrooms. Have our bathrooms been painted though? I feel like one of the bathrooms.
I feel like Joe painted the one downstairs.
Is gray. That one is the gray.
That's the gray.
So it's like, do we want to take the gray and put it in all of the bathroom? Well, really just the top bathroom because they're not painting the master bathroom.
Nope, not painting that.
And they're not painting the master closet.
Yeah. But they're painting the...
Or my office. Those are the three areas that they're
and
not...
And then the basement.
And the basement that they're not touching. But everything else, like crown molding...
Trim,
doors.
Yeah.
Everything. Baseboards.
Baseboard, everything. The, all getting the judging, judges panel in the front, like the nice looking panel.
Yeah.
They're going to paint everything. So we're going to paint all of that. So nice. We're going to be able to paint all of that the same color white now.
Oh, yeah. The so that's exciting. White that we got the banister. We had our banister painted, which I was going to ask you, are they going to paint the top of the banister? Are they going to touch that?
I don't know.
Interesting. So many questions. I'm like, are they going to do this?
So many questions.
I'm just, yeah, curious. So,
but it's exciting because they did get the same. I actually talked on the phone today to the same guy that sold us our carpet.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to come out and we've got the same guy. So we should be able to get the exact same carpet from the same company.
Yeah.
If they don't have that one anymore, then we'll get one that's very similar and close.
That makes me nervous that if they don't have it,
yeah,
we might not get it.
But we got it like a couple years ago. So that he said the chances are that they do have it because...
Oh, yeah.
They don't, you know, unless it sells out or it doesn't do well sometimes.
Then it goes.
So, but he said, look, he's like, we'll find, if we don't have it for some reason or we can't make it, we'll get you something that you won't even tell the difference. He told me that on the phone. So,
okay.
So at least it's the same company. That's a good thing.
Yeah. No, I guess that's the positive.
Yeah. And they're paying for the same quality. So it's, you know, because it was a really nice one. That's so exciting.
It's coming along. Yeah. We're going to have fresh paint job. And
it's going to be like moving into a new house.
Fresh carpet. Yeah, no, that's just making me want to redecorate. Like,
I feel like, well, because here's the thing. They're going to deliver everything back. They'll put the furniture back, but they're not going to unpack any of the boxes.
Yeah.
So,
which is great.
Because we can declutter.
As we go.
As we go. And so I'm very excited about that because that just means, you know, we've been wanting to declutter.
Yeah.
She's been wanting to get this pantry organized because she has all the stuff to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the pantry's half empty now because of...
Yeah, so we can kind of...
So we're excited. So, you know, you have to... I think that when situations like this arise, you know, stuff that you know, suck, you know, you have to look for the silver lining and the blessings in there. Obviously,
absolutely.
The first immediate blessing is that we're safe.
We're all okay, yeah.
That's the first immediate blessing, right? And we would have been good with that, right? But the other parts of the blessing is now that, you know, that our insurance is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take care of it. You know, we pay, obviously, insurance, but
they're
going to take care of it the way they said they would when you get your insurance policy. and then we, you know, can kind of... You know, get a fresh start in our own house.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so you have to look at the bright side of things.
Yeah, yeah, you do. You definitely do. Grateful for our insurance, which, by the way, is USAA. A million people have asked us that. And if you're not familiar, USAA is a bank that is specifically for veterans
or
and
like
military.
And firefighters, police officers, first responders.
But
if you are one or you know, or have been one, then you should be able to get their service.
Mm-hmm.
If you're father or your mother or then you should be able to get it as well being as long as someone that's in your immediate family or I think a parent, maybe even an aunt, grandparent. I don't know.
We don't know the specifics.
We don't know the specifics, but if you have someone that was in the service or a firefighter or a first responder in some way, then call USA. USA took care of us.
Yeah, they did.
You know.
They are taking care of us.
Yeah. So well.
yeah,
we love them. Mm-hmm. So,
hashtag not sponsored.
At all.
But
if you work for USAA now.
Holla at a player.
We almost worked for them, honestly.
We did. We almost had that deal.
We almost went to the Army-Navy game.
Yes. And I don't remember. Oops. I don't remember what happened.
They didn't go through with it.
Oh, it never happened.
It never happened.
Yeah.
They decided to not do the campaign because it just was too last minute. So hopefully that comes back around.
Yeah, that would be really
dope.
I feel like it was something else I was getting ready to ask you. This is one closet that I didn't look in. Did they clean out the closet in the hallway?
Ooh, I don't know.
I was just thinking about that.
That's a great question.
That's the one place that I haven't looked. I looked in the coat closet
today. I forget about that closet.
And it was empty.
Because it's a clutter all closet.
It's just, I was like, that's the one area we're going to have to declutter.
They're going to paint that. They're going to paint those doors there.
Oh, so I wonder if they're going to
move
that stuff.
They might have taken it out and boxed it up, honestly. They very well could have.
Well, I just want to make sure I didn't miss no non-salvageable boxes from there. Like, I mean, I guess it's too late now. It's gone.
Well, what I mean, no, all the non-salve boxes were...
There was mostly food stuff.
So if they did non-salve it, then they put it in normal boxes.
Oh, okay.
And we wouldn't have looked
through. Okay, we wouldn't have looked through those. Okay.
We only looked in the ones, they said to look in the ones that were non-salvageable.
Mm-hmm.
and then yeah. to see if there's anything that...
Non-restorable. Yeah. Where do we get non-salvageable from? Because on the box it says non-restorable. But
I feel like they said they told us that.
Oh, okay.
Non-sal is what they kept saying to me.
Non-sals, yeah. Which was a great deal of it was food.
Great, just yeah, things absolutely. That were already or like open. Medication that was open.
Yeah.
Things of that sort. That, you know, anything that was lots of kids, a lot of their toys.
Yeah, because they were like with toys, we just...
Safer
than sorry and just, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's good because the playroom got a little declutter there.
It got a declutter, yeah. And they also the lipstick that Reagan decided to smear on the wall will now be painted over.
Right, then we can get out. Yeah.
And yeah.
So those are all the positives. Yeah, there's some positives. You know, yeah. We try to look at it on the bright side.
We would have rather it not happened,
right?
But since it did,
we got to look at the bright side. Got to
look at the bright side, right?
So let's see what else has been going on this week.
Oh well, if you're looking at my arm, if you're watching. I don't know if you can see that.
Oh.
I've been getting my arm scraped. You ever heard of scraping where they, you know, like take like a lotion or like a sometimes cocoa butter or something else and they scrape your arm where mm-hmm. you have pain and it gets it to like inflame and like repair itself. It really works. I've been having trouble with this arm, you know, and so they've been doing I've been doing about 4 weeks now, once a week.
Yeah.
And then decided to do some cupping last week and then this week. And these ones were a lot longer. So this is one cup was right here. They put a cup right here. You can't see it as much. But these ones,
woo.
You can see that.
A little circle bruise. That's crazy. So
this one right there. This one right there. And I got more on my traps on both sides.
Yeah.
So those are.
But you said it doesn't hurt, right?
It doesn't hurt. It's a little uncomfortable when they first do it because it's very tight. Mm-hmm. And the blood is rushing to it. But then after a minute or so, you kind of forget it's there.
Yeah.
So that was that's been. But my arm is feeling better. It's getting mm-hmm. better. They identified some weaknesses and what's causing possibly some of the issues.
Yeah.
And so, I got a great therapist. He's amazing.
He's good. Yeah.
It's just at Athletico. You know, it's just like one of those ones that are like I think all over the country really. But dude's great. So
well, that's good.
So that's been helping.
Yeah, that's helpful. And shout out to everybody. For the congrats, like everyone that watched our previous podcast and we were talking about our debt-free journey and how we have cleared out 70K in the past year. Thank you to everybody like all your your encouragement and everything. Like we are going to definitely keep it going.
Absolutely. And we're also happy that it encouraged, you know, some of you. Some mm-hmm. of people said that they were encouraged and excited to do the same. So we're excited that you know, that did encourage you because that's what we want to do. We want to, you know, we want to do things that, you know, encourage people.
Right.
You know, and then that's so it's exciting for us, but it's also a testimony that, you know, things can change, you know, with time and with hard
absolutely.
Work.
Yeah. And accountability. And someone asked mm-hmm. if we would kind of touch on like the benefits of having a budget coach. And honestly, the biggest thing I can say in any area of your life where you are trying to better yourself or be different or improve, having someone that has done it and knows the way to go mm-hmm. is always going to be beneficial, whether it is a nutrition coach to help you with that, whether it's a personal trainer to help you with your workouts, whether it's mm-hmm. a budget coach that's going to help you stick to a budget, like whatever it is, when you think about it,
whatever
like
area.
Having someone that's done it and that can help you stay on track is going to make a world of a difference.
Absolutely.
Because yes, we could sit down and do our budget ourselves. We have done that before, but I think the biggest thing is having that accountability because every month we sit with her and we comb through what has happened in our finances. So it's kind of like that when you know you have someone to like answer to, I'm throwing up air quotations if you're listening, but like to kind of go through what's happening, it makes you think about the ways that you're spending.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I'm gonna have to explain this later. Like, are we making the best decisions? And this is someone that's helped us identify our financial goals.
Yeah.
And, you know, have identified the ways for us to get there quicker.
Exactly.
So
it's like bringing in a, you know, a partner to, you know, mm-hmm. someone that obviously she's not invested in our money, but she's invested in us being successful with our money.
Yes.
So, you know, you always, you know, that's so that's awesome because, you know, she treats it as if it's her money too. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, did you, you know, okay. Because here's the thing. And what's great about it too is that when you have a trust and you have that relationship, you don't feel bad about, you don't be, I'm not trying to hide that I bought something.
Right, right.
I'm like, hey, no, I bought this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and what the response is, okay, well, that's cool. Okay, great. Right. So,
yeah, it's not like a,
we didn't account for it. So how do we make sure that we account for that in the future? And so that's what it is. It's just this really good, someone that you almost feel like she's just as invested in our money as we are.
Absolutely. Which is, you know, what a coach should make you feel like. They want your goals as much as you want your goals. And I think the biggest thing, aside from like helping us save money, helping us identify how much we're actually spending and detaching the guilt from that, instead of being guilty about, oh my goodness, we spent this much money on food, realizing that it's a pattern and it's occurring. I mean, like, it's something that happens all the time, so yeah. Plan for it. Instead of being guilty for spending this amount on whatever it is, realize that, no, this is typically what we spend on food or clothing or whatever, so put it in the budget.
Absolutely.
So that way you know what it's going to be. Like, it's not this constant, oh, it was too much, or, oh, when you don't really know how much you spend in anyway, then it's easy to have that guilt. But when you're like, no, I know that we're going to spend an average of this, so then I don't feel bad when I see those numbers, because I know that that's what we typically do.
No, that's a great way to put it.
So that helped.
Yeah, that helps a lot, because it just gives you the ability to, like, it's your money. You work for it, and you deserve to spend it. You know, you deserve to be happy, you know, and like, and so it's one of those things where, but you can sit there and punish yourself mentally for doing something that maybe you need to do, right? But that's because you don't know how much it really takes to do it.
Yeah.
So once you know,
you're like, so much better, right?
You know what?
I remember having a conversation and she was like, well, you do know it takes you this month, this much to survive. With all of your bills and everything else, you guys need this much.
So, and we were so close to it anyways, and we were feeling bad about it. So,
but seeing like the transactions and the categorizing the spending, and it's like, oh, well, we do actually, we're not like wasting money. Like, we really need this to take care of everything that we've got going on. So
it's good, man. So if you can get your hands on someone that is a budget coach, not a financial planner,
that's a completely different conversation.
I mean, if you need a financial planner, do that.
Yeah.
But we're talking about a budget coach, somebody that can hold you accountable each month for what you're spending and help you in that area.
Yeah.
Do it, man, because it's been so worth it. We enjoy our calls. We have fun. We joke.
It's been really good.
Always come away from them feeling even more encouraged and proud of ourselves because we're doing better. And we're learning. Like, it's great.
It's
so
good. Yeah. We can talk about that.
But
love for her.
We love for her.
It's good.
But we, real quick, we're going to jump into our first sponsor. Our first sponsor, we talked about him before, is Thrive Market. So what Thrive Market is, it's an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. You can enjoy guaranteed savings and member-only prices. Thrive Market members save an average of $32 on every order, which is great savings. Thrive Market has the best selection of high-quality, healthy, and sustainable products online. Buy thousands of wholesome food, home, and beauty products curated just for members. You can find everything you need, organic and essential groceries, clean beauty, safe supplements, and non-toxic home, plus ethical meat, sustainable seafood, clean wine, and more. And their products are ethically sourced. So that's great. And I know there's a lot of people that they really care about that. So that's awesome. Shopping with Thrive Market is healthy without the hassle. You can easily shop by 70 plus diets and values like keto, paleo, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, BPA free, and more. You can skip the store and the lines and go straight to the, you know, what kind of food that you're looking for. Thrive Market is good for you and the planet. Orders of $49 or more are shipped for free and delivered with carbon-neutral shipping from their zero-waste warehouses. When you join, you give back. So through Thrive Gives, their one-for-one membership matching program, every paid membership sponsors a free one for a low-income family. So for all of you listeners or watchers, you can actually check out Thrive Market by going to thrivemarket.com/LMO. You can join today and you'll get a free gift of your choosing, up to $24 in value. That's Thrive, Thrive, market.com/LMO to start your risk-free membership and get a free gift today. thrivemarket.com/LMO. So
good deal.
Check them out. Got some good stuff.
good stuff.
Yes. So,
question time.
Question time. Ladies first. So, which question you want?
Ladies first. Ladies first.
They packed up all the rest of our books, y'all.
So. I know, so we're stuck with this one book.
I guess there's at least 4,000 questions in it.
That's true. Let's do page 38.
Dang. I was on 69.
Of course you were. Stop.
What did you wear when younger that mortifies you now?
What did I wear when I was younger that mortifies me now? Mortified is such a such an interesting word.
Or you look back on it and be like, dang, yeah. I can't believe I wore that.
Probably the curl that I had for years. The Jerry curl. The straight Jerry curl with the curly bangs. Have you ever seen a straight curl in your life? Yes. I wore a straight curl.
I don't get it.
With curly bangs. So a Jerry curl is like super curly and, you know, greasy.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So imagine greasy straight hair. Basically, it was literally,
but
like,
why wasn't it where was the curls? The nana didn't want to do the
she
curls?
Just didn't put the curls in there. I just would have straight.
Did she call it a Jerry curl?
It was still a Jerry curl. My hair, I mean, the Jerry curl is a process, like it's processed hair, so it was processed as a curl.
So Jerry straight.
She just didn't put I had a Jerry straight. She just didn't put the perm rods in it. I had curly bangs and straight curl. I literally had a curl.
And nobody could tell Nana not to do it,
way longer than I should have. That's like, hilarious. Literally, I had it until, like, my eighth grade year. Curls had been out of style, been gone. Maybe it was my sixth grade year. I don't remember.
That's hilarious.
But it was more.
Any of y'all ever had a Jerry straight?
Did anybody have a Jerry curl that was straight? Was Nana the only person that was doing that? I wish that I had. I got to find me a picture, because if you've never seen, you're like, what? You just picture a perm, but it's greasy. Like, it's the same texture as a Jerry curl. I really don't even know how to explain it.
That's pretty funny.
But I would say that's probably, I was the guinea pig. Nana just did whatever.
Nana's like, you know what? Don't worry. She's like,
my mom had one too.
She's like, sit down. I'm going to take care of you. It's probably because your mama liked it, so she told Nana to give it to you.
She probably did. Yes, because this is another thing. It doesn't mortify me, but my mother and I dressed alike probably until I was in high school. Like eighth grade.
If you notice Gracie,
like,
Gracie.
And you notice mama. My mom and Gracie, they'd be dressing alike. So I think that that's why I don't do a whole lot with Reagan, even though I did buy these two cute little dresses not too long ago. Well, I had already had the dress, and then I found one that was similar, so I bought hers. Mm-hmm. But I think that's why I don't do it a whole lot, is because I grew up dressing just like my mother for years.
That's
years.
Why.
We would be twins up.
That's
in this
funny.
Piece, okay.
I can't wait to get our matching windbreaker suits,
honey. You I'm got about you. 40 more years before we do that.
We about to bring them back, and fanny packs too.
Fanny packs. They didn't already brought the fanny packs.
Yeah, but
back.
But
you got a fanny
with
pack.
The,
I got a fanny
with
pack.
The windbreaker suits though.
You can have that windbreaker suit. He will not stop until we get these.
And we gonna get some
and
ones.
And
ones.
I always used to think those were and ones. No.
These are Air Jordan ones.
Well, what are and ones?
You mean to my Air Force ones?
Oh, I always get those Air Jordan ones confused with
you
Air Force ones.
You want to see what she's talking about? She's talking about these beautiful.
So, Babe has these shoes that he just bought the other
beautiful
day.
Beautiful Air Jordan ones.
You can't see them if you're listening. Sorry.
Oh,
but you can go over to YouTube. Let's Make Out Podcast and you can watch.
It's beautiful.
Okay. Sorry. But I always get those Air Jordan ones mixed up with
Air Force ones.
They look so similar.
Air Force ones are bulkier. And they have a thicker.
It's a thicker sole. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's it. Now I can see your Air Force One.
Keep me stomping in my Air Force One.
Hey. Okay, your turn.
Yes, all right, my turn.
Was there anything you were mortified to wear?
Everything that.
Them Velcro shoes?
Everything that I had. No, I was my Velcro shoes ahead of time, I'm telling you. Gucci stole that idea from me. Gucci. Not Gucci Mane, but Gucci the store. Everything. I mean, everything that my brother didn't buy me, I was mortified to wear. Like, man, my clothes is whack. Clothes so whack. I mean, look at how I upgraded since being married to Gabrielle.
When I tell you I have upgraded
my style now is so much better.
So much better.
Than what it was.
Wore these huge baggy jeans and these big old t-shirts and sneakers. I mean, he's still wearing sneakers, and he's still in the t-shirts, but at least they're a lot more fitted now.
They fit me.
Jeans are a lot more slim.
Because I've been hitting the gym. But the craziest, I've never changed the size of my shirt though.
You did.
I was wearing larges.
Now, and he was swimming
but
in
now
them.
I'm wearing larges and they fit
and
me
they
good
fit great
because
yeah
I'm bigger. So yeah, I besides that my style getting better.
Yeah.
Gaining style, I've also gained weight.
You have definitely gained weight.
I think I'm up.
But you got good weight. Like
good
it's
weight.
This good
it's
weight.
It's this good yeah weight. Yeah. So
hair. Got hair.
Got hair. She doesn't
on
change
your face, on your head.
Man, I tell you what, man.
All
she's
the hair.
Like I don't know.
You
who
remember
I am
the little
no
super skinny mustache you had?
I used to have, that used
it
to be so much work.
So small.
It was so much work. It was so much work to try to get it like lined up perfect.
It was so small, the little goatee. Mm. Oh, your style has definitely evolved since we've been together.
It's crazy,
there
man. Hey,
hello
buddy.
Hey.
All right, this is our son, Chad Jr. What's going on, Shadi?
Chad Jr.
You just chilling?
Yeah.
Okay, babe, your turn for the question.
All right, page 61.
61.
Can it be my turn after?
You want to? Okay, we can ask you a question.
Stop.
Recall the first time you saw your siblings. I mean, they're older from you. So
I know. Yeah.
You,
I
yeah
don't.
That is really weird. Okay, Chad Jr. Recall the first time you saw your sister.
Recall the first time.
Yeah, remember the first time you saw her?
At our house.
Okay.
She was in like a little small like crib and she and it was pink and Reagan was laying down to sleep and mommy was sitting next to it and she was so cute.
Can you believe how big she is now?
I know.
She's huge now,
oh
right?
Oh my goodness.
She's like she's such a big girl. She's
such
so
a big
tall
girl.
She used to be
so
1 month
tall
old to 2 years old.
Mm-hmm. She's tall, like literally looks like a 4 year old.
She has the personality of a 14 year old. So
she definitely does.
Man, I'll tell you
it's
what.
It's crazy.
I thought my hair was going to go gray just because of Gabrielle, but it's because of Gabrielle and Reagan.
Whatever. Do you want a different page or you want the same page?
Same page.
Okay.
Stop.
Well, I feel like we know that already. Oh, okay. I feel like we know that already too. What did your grandparents do for a living? Stop.
My dad's parents, no clue. Not a clue.
Really?
I mean,
no idea.
No idea.
Huh.
No clue. I think his mom was a stay-at-home, you know,
stay-at-home
mother
wife, yeah
and wife, but I don't know what his dad, I mean, I don't, no clue. I never met the man. So my mom's mom was a stay-at-home mom and wife. And yeah. Which is full-time jobs for anybody
it
that does that.
Absolutely
so,
a
job. So that's a job for sure. And then, as far as my mom's dad,
you don't even
he was
know?
he was in the army at one point.
Oh, I don't think
when he was
think
younger.
He
I think
that
he did like a couple years in the army. I think he was in the army. he was a preacher. He was a pastor for a long time. And he also did something else. He retired from another company, but
yeah
I don't know what that company was.
Yeah.
I don't know a heck of a lot about my grandparents. Just
that's really interesting because I couldn't tell you what my grandparents did either.
Exactly. But we, yeah, so.
I mean, aside from Nana and Papa.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, that's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, there's that.
Good question.
All right. So, today we're going to dive into a Ask Gabe and Babe or Two.
Or Two.
Let's see what we got, Shawty.
So we have a little update real quick. I'm going to give you a quick little update from someone.
That we talked about previous.
Yes. Excuse me. So yeah, it was this was the 8 year single help. That was the title of it. They wanted to be anonymous, so I can't, we you know, not going to say their name. Mm-hmm. But she responded saying, you know, first, thank you for responding. Wasn't sure if it would be chosen. We do our best.
Yes.
So I'm glad we got to answer it. So then she says, to answer your question, I have tried online dating and it was an epic fail. My intention would be to date. Their intention would be to smash. So nothing ever worked out on that side. I'm not a clubber. Did too much in college, but I will hit a lounge every so often. Anyways, just wanted to let you update you. Hopefully 2021 will be different. Excuse my lack of decorum. I hope your home gets restored completely. I'm grateful to Jesus that you all didn't experience any physical harm. Have a great week. So that was a quick little update.
Thanks for the update.
Thanks for the answer of the questions. And yeah. So,
well, we'll be praying that somebody will come along your way. You never know.
Absolutely. So, and we appreciate the prayers and the kind words. So, we
really appreciate it.
All right. So,
the one we're going to dive into.
You want to do that one?
Sure. Oh, do you want me to read it?
I can start reading it.
Okay. you can start reading it. It's fairly lengthy.
This is lengthy. Okay. So, we might have to, I'm going to have to tag her in.
With us, right.
Yeah, I'm going to tag her in. Okay.
This is anonymous.
Yeah, ask Gabe and Babe, please, for marriage sake. My husband just gave me his phone for me to check something educational for our son, who we are homeschooling. I looked at his text messages. I saw he had been recently texting three of his female friends. One who he has told several times, contrary to belief, I care about yo ass.
Okay.
Technically, he hasn't said anything bad or against our marriage. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel nervous, unwanted, fearful for our marriage. I don't know how to bring it up to him. I know he will do anything for me, yet having conversations with his with friends who you wanted to have sex with before you met me, yet it never happened. That makes me nervous that you might let your emotions go there, especially by leaving the door open for the enemy to give influence. Mm-hmm. My question, how to handle this? How do I handle this?
Oh, that's not lengthy.
No.
I must have been thinking about a different
there's
one.
There's a different one really that's lengthy. Long. So, there's another one that's lengthy. So, okay.
So, from a man's perspective, how should she handle this?
I mean, from a man's perspective, he shouldn't be...
First of all,
like, I mean, I think I have a text thread with Kelly and Deanna, but mm-hmm. you're on them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's not because I care to do anything with anybody else. It's about
respect.
We're in this together. Like mm-hmm. we're a partner and you know, so for, you know, like unless it's a business conversation and I'm calling and we're talking about money and it's from an agency or something like that.
That's different.
That's the only time I have conversation. And we're not texting back and forth. That's emails or a phone conversation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he shouldn't be. It's just not appropriate.
It's not appropriate. And I would say, sorry, were you done?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Because I know that everybody doesn't think the same way we do. There are definitely couples out there that have friends of the opposite sex and maybe they went to school together. Maybe they've been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, so I get that. But what I would say to you is if you are bothered by it, you need to speak up.
Yeah.
The worst thing you can do is to take the information that you saw. You looked at it. Some folks will say you go looking for stuff, you'll find it. I say if the stuff is there, you're going to find it, whether you're looking for it or not. But...
Because you weren't looking for it.
Right. The worst thing you can do is to take this information and be different because of it without having giving him the opportunity to talk about it with you or for him to know that you're bothered by it. Like, don't take it and hold on to it because that's going to come through in everything else.
Yeah.
It's going to affect how you look at him. It's going to affect how you interact with him intimately. It's going to affect your trust with him. You're going to be thinking these things in the back of your mind because you don't bring it up. Maybe you feel like, well, that's going to cause a whole nother argument if I bring it up because he's going to be like, well, why are you looking through my stuff? Well, why is it something for me to find if I'm looking through it? First of all, I believe that there should be nothing that's private between a husband and a wife. Mm-hmm. Like, if I want to pick up your phone and go through your text messages, not that I shouldn't feel like I need to. Yeah.
Her fingerprint works on my phone,
but
too.
I should have all access to the things. There shouldn't be anything that you're keeping from me, vice versa. Like, take the phone, go through it, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
But we don't have to go through
it. There's trust there that I don't have to do that.
Exactly.
And it sucks to be in a relationship where you feel like you have to do that because I have been there. But I think you should say something for marriage sake. The worst thing you can do is hold on to this and not say anything.
Yeah.
Because then you let your mind wander. Like you said, it makes you feel paranoid. It mm-hmm. makes you feel unwanted. It makes you feel whatever, because it's like, maybe now it's just, oh, I still care about you. But what happens when it turns into, you know, I still love you, or, you know, I always love you? Like, you never know what's coming next. And what he needs to know is that this is inappropriate and you are not okay with
yeah.
it. So we got to figure out what we gonna do to fix this, because I'm not here for it.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, I think that for, you know, if when you guys got in a relationship, your relationship was being established, if he said, hey, these are my homies, mm-hmm. I've been friends with them for a long time, like, they my homies, I'm, you know, like, there's no worry about, I'm not, there's no ever disrespect happening, these are just my homies, they love you just because they love me,
yeah.
like, it's, then that is understandable, right? And that's something that was established in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now, but there's no new friends, right? No new friends. That's not, we, you know, so, so if that wasn't established and these conversations are happening, then yes, you owe it to yourself
mm-hmm.
and also to your relationship, because, you know, sometimes, people, men or women, can just be ignorant to common sense.
Yeah.
Right. So they might think that they're not doing, because they don't mean anything harmless in what they're doing, doesn't mean that that's not what's happening.
Right.
Like, that's, you know, good. Maybe his intention is not like, look, I do care about you, my homie, I care about right. you, you know, so I want you to be happy. Maybe that's what he's saying.
I mean, but we don't know what the
conversation is, because all you can see is based on, you know, you don't know, you're not gonna, I mean, unless you go through the entire, that's still not gonna mm-hmm. tell you everything. Like, you can't tell you, a text thread can't tell you the feelings inside the person.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, you know, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to a relationship to say, hey,
yeah,
you know what, I saw this when I was on your phone, and we need to talk about it. I need to, mm-hmm. I need to know that there's nothing here. But I also need you to know that that makes me feel disrespected.
Absolutely.
It's not respectful to our relationship for you to be telling other females that you care about them.
And yeah, because why is that even coming up in conversation? Like, what do we have to talk about that for?
Yeah, is that, like, if it was just like, you know, hey, you know, I want you and your husband to be happy, and, you know, and I care about you, so I want you guys to be happy. Mm-hmm. Give it, so try to work it out with him. That would be different than, you know, I care about your ass.
Like, yeah, like, I'm just, I don't know the whole conversation. I'm sure that you read the whole thread.
It's interesting. That right there is just very.
It is interesting. And I would be curious to know, like, what are the other things that he's talking about with the other friends? Is it just, like, harmless things? And
is it flirting?
Is it flirtatious?
You know what flirting,
like,
is.
What? Yeah, you know, like, I'm not going to be like, well, he needs to cut that off. Like, he can't talk to your exes. Like, that's something that a relationship is between a relationship. You got to figure out your boundaries. But if the boundaries yeah. are crossed, you absolutely have to say something. And maybe you guys have not talked about it. And he needs to know that that's a hard stop for you, that that is a boundary for you. Yeah. Like,
and that's,
and
okay.
He won't know until you express that. So you're going to have to get over maybe expressing how you saw it. Like, I mean, and if he gets mad, it's fine.
He'll get over it.
Like,
because at the end of the day, he'll get over it, because he knows that you wouldn't even be bringing it to him mm-hmm. if there wasn't there for if he wasn't doing it.
Right.
So yeah, people that are doing things wrong, or let's just say suspicious.
Yeah.
Like, you know, or can look suspicious. You know. Sometimes we'll try to turn it on the other person, mm-hmm. right? You know, especially if they're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
They'll try to turn it on the other person. You shouldn't have been going through.
Men are the kings of flipping it.
You know, I mean,
flip it.
But that's, you know what? If that's where it goes,
mm-hmm.
then that's a bigger conversation to have.
Yeah.
Now, prayerfully, you bring it up and say, hey, I saw this. It bothers me. It's not appropriate to me. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about it. We need to set some boundaries. This is crossing the line.
Yeah.
And he receives it as your husband who says he loves you to the end. That's what it should be.
That's what it should be. Because at the end of the day, your feelings should matter a lot more than this conversation with the friend.
He should care about your ass a lot more than he cares about somebody
exactly.
else's ass.
Exactly. So keep us updated, because
we pray that it's all good.
I pray that he receives it well, and that you guys can have an adult, respectful conversation about it without it going there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's all about, when you're in a relationship, is your relationship is only as good as your communication. And if I can't even tell you how something you have done makes me feel,
yeah,
then we got bigger issues.
Bigger issues.
Yeah. And if you can't respect hearing that something you've done has made me feel a certain way and try to get to the bottom of it instead of jumping to the defense or, you know, like trying to justify, then we have bigger problems. So, yeah. Definitely keep us posted.
Keep us posted. Yeah. I think that, you know, I think that people get, you know, sometimes forget that the person that says they love you unconditionally and love you more than and shows that they love you more than anything else in this world still has the ability to make a mistake and hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Like, so when they do hurt your feelings, then you should be able to tell them about it.
Right.
And then they should want to fix it.
Yep, I agree.
You know what I mean? That's it. Like, nobody is going to, like, Gabriel and I are going to hurt each other's feelings in our marriage and for the rest of our lives together. But we talk about it, right, and we're good to go. Like,
right. Then we can work towards getting past it, or, you know what I'm saying, we can flesh it out. But if nobody says anything,
it begins to fester. It becomes, you know, and it becomes
bigger and bigger.
Bigger and bigger, and then eventually it becomes, you know,
This wedge,
exactly. Yeah. So, but we pray that it's all well. We pray that you are fearless in approaching it.
Yeah.
And that you come with, you know, kindness as well, you know?
Yes. Now, I will say that. I was just going to say that, too. Your approach is what is going to make the difference, because if you come pointing a finger and doing all of that, then it's probably going to go there. So, be calm. Yeah. Ask, you know. Just see what the response is.
If people would just if people would just communicate in love, things would change so much better. I mean, like, literally, people, like, if you love someone, then, like, your first instinct shouldn't be to, you know, cuss them out and then be like, why'd you do it?
Right. Like, what? I ain't even thinking about that. I'm thinking about you cussing me out. Like, I'm about to respond to that.
I'm about to respond to you cussing me out.
Before we can even get to the issue, now we got another one because you came at me incorrect. Like,
egos. Remember, egos, people. So,
man.
Yes. Yeah. And men have a problem with egos.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so hopefully that helps.
And some women do too. It's not just
No, and women do too. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a pride and ego is the killer of relationships.
Gotta let it go.
Yeah, gotta let it go.
So keep us posted, girl.
Yes.
Okay.
Please. And thank you so much for reaching out to us.
Before we get to the next one, I want to talk about our next sponsor for the podcast. We have talked about them a number of times before, and it is BetterHelp. H-E-L-P, BetterHelp, okay? So if you are someone that is experiencing, you know, sadness, or you're not reaching your goals, and there's things that are keeping you from being happy, and you feel like you need to talk to someone, there are people there for you to talk to. And BetterHelp is a great way to assess your needs and get you matched with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line, though, so I do want to stress that it's not self-help. It's actual, like, professional counseling done securely online. And there are a broad range of expertise available that may not even be available in your area. So depending on what it is that you're going through, you will be able to find a therapist that can help you go through that. They service clients worldwide, and you get, you know, thoughtful responses, timely responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly videos and phone sessions, so you don't ever have to, like, sit around in an uncomfortable waiting room with, like, traditional therapy, because, yeah, that's not fun. I've been there.
That can be awkward.
It is very awkward. So BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed, which is awesome because there's not a one-size-fits-all. We have spoke about therapy multiple times, and sometimes it takes a few before you can actually like feel comfortable.
You find the right person, and life changing.
You know, yeah, like let your guard down and you can speak freely about what's happening.
Yes.
So it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So visit their website, read their testimonials that are posted, and visit betterhelp.com/LMO. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join over 1 million people taking care of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all of the 50 states.
All of them states, y'all.
We got a special offer for all of our listeners. You get 10% off of your first month at betterhelp.com/LMO. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/LMO.
That's right. Check them out. All right. So we're going to jump into
another one.
I think we got one more.
Okay.
And then we will get up out here. Let's see. Pull out the handy dandy cellular device.
You know, Apple had an update today, and I am wondering if it's ready. I'm, like, super excited about the update. I keep checking to see if it's been released yet, and I don't think it's been released yet. Or maybe. It's here! I'm 14. So excited. Have you guys been using it? I'm more excited about customizing the... What's the thing called on the phone? The homepage. I'm excited about, like, customizing the apps and the homepage and, like, you can add widgets,
too. Oh, yes. I am excited about that.
I'm super excited about it.
I feel like that's going to be, like, probably on the iPad, too, right?
Yeah. It's going to be on the iPad,
Speaking too. Of iPad.
I just bought a new one.
I finally got my new iPad Pro.
Yeah.
So excited.
I've been wanting it for so long.
And the Apple Pencil, too. So I'm very excited about that.
You better be using it.
Oh, I'm going to be using it. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I'm trying to end this so I can go use it. Let me see. I was playing. Let me find it. Okay. So here's the.
You want me to read this one?
Oh, yeah. She can read it.
Okay. So the next one is another anonymous.
Anonymous.
Hi, Gabriel and Chad. Hey,
hello,
girl.
Hello, anonymous.
I've been dealing with a dilemma and I wanted to hear your opinion on it. I've been dating my guy for a while and I love him beyond words. We dated previously and decided to give it another try. There were things that I needed from him that I just didn't get previously. This time around, we discussed it, and he acknowledged that he will do things differently, but I'm not sure things will ever change. We express love very, all caps, differently, and I'm struggling with it being enough to remain in the relationship. Mm. My love language is quality time and physical touch. I crave non-sexual intimacy and affection. I'm unsure if he truly knows the difference between intimacy and sex. I know he loves me, but he's not affectionate at all. The only time he touches me is when we're in bed or when he wants sex. He occasionally grabs my breast behind, but that's it. I've expressed to him how much I need him to be vulnerable, affectionate, and build true intimacy. He thinks my needs are trivial, and he doesn't understand how affection can mean so much. He values loyalty and takes great care of me, but he thinks that's enough. I've tried to explain to him that's how he expresses love, but that's not the main way I receive it. There's an emotional disconnect and it's frustrating. He's had some childhood trauma that I know plays into his lack of affection, but I don't know what to do. I don't want to lose him, but I also want my needs fulfilled. I don't want to intentionally move into a marriage knowing that I will never be fulfilled. Any thoughts? Thank you, Anonymous, for sending that.
We have a lot of peeps named Anonymous.
We do. Shout out to all the Anonymous.
All the Anonymouses. No, thank you so much for sending that in. thank you for, you know, just taking the time to you know.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good to talk about your situations that you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Whether you're typing it out, writing in a journal.
It's good to get it out.
Yeah. So hopefully that helps you. What do you think, Lev?
So... one thing you said that bothered me was that he thinks my needs are trivial.
Mm.
That is a lot.
It's big.
That's major. And I, for one, would not advise you to go further in a relationship with anybody who believes your needs are trivial.
That includes like a friend.
Absolutely. Because... as my spouse or my boyfriend or my boo, you need to think my needs are a priority, not trivial. And even if you thought they were trivial, I still need you to try. Maybe you're like, I don't really understand why this is so important to you, but because it is, I'm going to do my part. So the fact that you were able to verbalize that bothered me reading it. I am bothered for you. Now the next thing, I'm not saying like just throw them away, just do away with it, but that is kind of a red flag. And mm-hmm. I know that we as women, we tend to give people the benefit of the doubt, or we always go to see how quick you were to tell me that he had trauma. You know,
you gave him an out,
and it's like, I'm not finna do that. we're all grown. We've all experienced some amount of trauma in our life. And at some point, as an adult, you have to learn how to work through that and how to not let it affect your life forever.
Yeah.
Not saying that trauma is insignificant. Please don't read me wrong. And everybody has different levels of trauma.
Absolutely.
But it cannot be used as an excuse for just bad behavior or less than desirable behavior, especially in a relationship.
Absolutely.
The number one place where you should be vulnerable and you should have intimacy. Like, that is what it's designed to be about.
Yeah.
So my next thing is, have you guys read The Five Love Languages? If not, that may be the start for him to realize how important it is
to understand you more.
To understand you more and how.
Or for you to understand him as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And how, you know, it's our job to love our spouses in the way they receive it. So I would say maybe you suggest that you guys read it together. The Five Love Languages is a great resource for all couples. And, you know, you guys can read it together. There's like a study that goes along with it because maybe it'll just open his eyes to how trivial it's not, you know.
Absolutely.
Like, those were the top three things that stuck out to me. Like, what do you think?
Like, yeah, no, that first one was the trivial piece. Like, yeah. I think that, you know, when you say that you know, love someone, and that you care for them, that doesn't mean that you're perfect at meeting every need that they have. It just means that you're willing to do whatever you can to meet those needs. Right. And I don't care if Gabriel, you know, if Gabriel like wants a, you know, a pinky toe rub every night because that was what she needs to get her day, you know, ended and stressed. Like, I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
But if it's really something that's important to her, then I'm gonna make it happen. Like, like, you just want to do. So, like, she wanted me closer, so she made it happen, right? I'm not gonna scoot my chair back over. No, but no, it's just I just think that so many times, you know, men especially, I think that they confuse the intimacy and you know, and sex as one thing, and they can be combined. But they also can be separate.
Yeah.
And so, you know, developing in that connection where you're just spending quality time together, it seems like that's important to you, where you want to just be close.
Yeah.
And to feel love, you know, and a connection and that has nothing to do with the bedroom, right? I think that, Five Love Languages is a great place to start. But an even better place to start, you know, along with that, is having a conversation. Like, look, these are the things that are don't make me feel great about our relationship, and I just want us to work on them. I really want to make this work and to go, you know, to go to the next step with you, but. You know, there's some things we've got to change, and I'm willing to help you change. I want to change for you, so let's figure it out together. But it needs to be addressed, right? In a way that shows that you're serious. Like, I really want this to get better and to go further into the next step, but it can't if things stay the same way they are right now.
I agree, and I was just going to say that things aren't going to magically change once you get married or, you know, go further. So I think it's great that you are recognizing, like, hey, I can't deal with this for the rest of forever. I'm not signing up for this.
Getting married and having a baby does not fix the issues that you have.
It doesn't. So I think that if that's something you've never expressed to him, he might need to know how serious this is for you.
Yes.
Because it's not fair for you to sign up to be unhappy or to be missing something when, you know, it didn't take a whole lot to change it or at least to try, you know. And then I was also going to say, like, I don't know, you know, maybe it's going to take you showing him what intimacy looks like for you. So you may have to go the extra mile and initiate these things in the beginning just until he gets a better understanding of this is how you want to be treated or this is the type of connection you want to develop with him. Like, it just, it may take you doing a little bit of the legwork until he's there. You know, if you're willing to do it. So that is just something to, you know, to think about.
To think about. But yeah, conversation, communication, talk about what your needs are, talk about what's not right and where you want to be, and even talk about what's right though, you know, like so have like, hey, the pros of our relationship,
right,
and here's some of the cons of our relationship.
Sandwich that thing on up. You ever heard the, I can't think of the proper terminology for it, but it's where you lead with good, you introduce the problem, and then you end with good. So you don't just come like, you need to do this, I need you to fix this, blah blah blah, like, you know, put the good in there, make him feel a little better. You just had to get closer,
look closer.
I swear, I feel like every time we give these answers, these Ask Gabe and Babe answers, that we sound like a broken record. But if you don't get anything from our podcast, you are going to know how much we value communication.
Yes,
absolutely. Like, literally, it is the foundation for a solid relationship.
Yeah, if you,
like, talk, and talk some more.
And there's going to be times where you have nothing to talk about because you've talked so much. But that's okay. That but by that point in time, you're so established in your relationship and your communication that you can sit there and look at each other and be okay with it.
And be okay with it.
But there's many times where we'll sit there and look at each other and won't even, and we'll just be sitting next to each other and not even talk at all.
Yeah.
But that's because we talk when we need to, right? But
man, communication
so important.
Will elevate your whole situation to be on the same page when it comes to communicating.
Yes. Like, so yeah, so when you have a stress or you have a feeling that you need to get out, you should be able to do that with the person that you love and says, and the person that says that they love you.
Absolutely.
And so talk, communicate, let them know.
That's my suggestion. Grab the book and just be like, hey, let's read this book. Like, I've heard some great things about it. Let's just start there, maybe.
Yeah.
And just kind of see if he takes heed and starts making some changes, you know?
Don't be like, hey, I got this. Let's read this book. It's going to make you a better person.
Right.
Because you're crap now.
Definitely
don't do that. But yeah, no, seriously.
Yeah, just, you know, suggest it. Like,
suggest it. Have some fun with it.
Sweet, you know, love, like,
have some, you know, have some drinks, you know? I mean, if, you, if you're 21 and over. But just make it fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
But yeah.
So, thank you for sending it in. Keep us updated.
Please.
Let us know what happens. Let us know what you think about the book.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you guys, I think that that's it for today. You got anything else you want to say?
No, that's it.
Man, we Siege just, has joined us again. You got something you want to say, Shannon?
No, but
you just want to see yourself in the video.
Well, thank you, buddy. Thanks for joining us for the end again.
Yes.
But no, we appreciate you, you know, you listening, watching, being a part of the family. We want you to keep up with us. So please, on Twitter, Let's Make Out Pod, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, Let's Make Out Podcast, rate and review us on whatever platform you listen to us, especially iTunes. It just helps to get out, you know, get the podcast out to more people and, you know, to continue to grow this family, and we can all help each other to grow.
Absolutely. And keep that hashtag, keep the Ask Gabe and Babes coming. So if you have any situations, dilemmas, just anything you want our opinion on, well, I mean, we are not licensed professionals, but we can tell you our thoughts.
We can give you our opinion.
Yeah, we can definitely give you our opinion. So you can send those over, you know, email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
With the hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject line. And yeah.
Thanks. And follow us on Instagram.
Okay, yes, you can follow us on Instagram at Let's Make
Out Podcast. All those linked down below.
All that linked. Yeah. All of that good stuff. Thanks for listening, you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
That's right. Deuces. Bye.